News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Almost 1,000 cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday. But will vaccinations put a stop to the fourth wave as the 25 to 29-year-olds register from today for vaccination? And Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, Liam Fanning, is on the line. Liam, I suppose for people watching the news last night and seeing that there was the guts of 1,000 cases, they feel a sense of fear and maybe anxiety or even dread about all of this. Talk us through what it actually means now in the fourth wave to see something like 1,000 cases.
Good morning, Ciara. So I suppose what 1,000 cases means really is that we're kind of now moving from pandemic to an endemic, and we need to have a kind of, you know, an understanding that this virus will actually probably circulate only in those that are unvaccinated. Okay, we know that there are a small number of individuals who are vaccinated are going to pick up this infection, but this is now we're moving into a phase where we need to start considering that this is going to become a common enough virus, and it's going to be with us probably for the next couple of years. So, you know, and the 1,000 cases, you know, while they're concerning, we have a very successful vaccination program. The incidence rate that we have in hospitals, you know, HICWA produced a report there that we have one of the lowest in Europe with regard to the number of hospitalizations. The vulnerable are largely vaccinated. You know, we've 60% doubly vaccinated. Plus, remember also, we have probably about another 10% immune on top of that as a result of the somewhere between, you know, maybe close to 1 million people infected. You know, there's 270,000 documented cases, but everybody accepts this is probably a multiplier of 3 to 5 on that. So we're probably approaching maybe 65 to 70% doubly vaccinated. And then we have, you know, more singly vaccinated on top of that. So while the numbers are large and it may appear as if we're kind of heading back into January, we're nowhere near January territory. And the other thing, too, is I know that the Taoiseach has said that, you know, that, you know, individuals who are not vaccinated need to take personal responsibility. But, you know, we need some assistance in this as a population because, you know, we need antigen testing out there. I noticed the HSE are going to start using it as part of their surge because they're now kind of boxing to a corner.
They're sidestepping Neffet on this one, aren't they?
They are really. And, you know, what they're trying to say is, you know, I think Antonish said yesterday that, you know, the unvaccinated are to protect themselves as if it was March 2020. I disagree with the sentiment behind that statement because, you know, many of, as I said, of our population are vaccinated and not using ancillary testing such as antigen testing, and that it's really like trying to play hurling with one hand. You know, you're trying to tell people to take, you know, command of their own situation, but yet you're not giving them the full capacity to be able to do it. And, you know, we know now that largely those individuals in ICU were non-vaccinated. I know Antonish again said that there were 199 out of 200 were unvaccinated, but what he didn't say was the age profile of them and whether those who were in ICU were related to COVID or not. So I think we've got to kind of drill behind what has been said. And those 1,000 cases, you know, for those individuals, nobody wants to get this infection. Nobody wants to pass it on. So, you know,
far less bleak picture you might paint than back with 1,000 cases maybe in January.
I think that there's a sense that there's a drift back into the overwhelming, dark, negative, almost, you know, Mount Doom kind of stuff, like with respect to, you know, where we have 1,000 cases. We are moving into a phase where this virus is becoming endemic. And we know that most of the vulnerable have been doubly vaccinated so that they are protected. Sure, some of the vaccinated will end up in hospital as a result of maybe some quirk immunogenetic profile that they would be fine for everything else, but COVID just happens to have identified that weakness. Okay. But on a population level, we are very much in a different place altogether.
Look, thank you for that insight. Great common sense insight as ever from Professor of Immunovirology at UCC, Liam Fanning.